Hey, I'm over here.
I'm so excited to finally be meeting you. It's so good seeing you after chatting for like a month. Wow, you're cuter in person. No, I never thought you were ugly or anything. I just, well, you look really hot up close. Way better than on Skype. You smell good, too. That's important to us animal girls. You can't just get with a guy who smells wrong, you know? Do you want to smell me? Of course it's fine. I bathed and everything. I know that human girls would have put on some perfume, but I think it's important for you to get my real scent. You can get closer. I'm not going to bite you. Yet. See? Do I smell all right? You caught that, didn't you? I didn't expect that. Humans aren't usually so sensitive. Well, I mean, although we're not exactly like the big cats from your plane, we do go into something like heat when we're excited. Or in sexual situations. Yeah, this counts as that, right? I mean, we've been chatting and sexting for weeks, and this is our first meeting. Something like this is definitely sexually charged, so I'm in heat right now. Yeah, you're smelling my excitement. Is that okay? I'm serious. Like, I know some guys don't like it. I've seen the way they look at me. Like I'm gross. Oh, you like it? That's great. I mean, I'm not saying we're going out or anything, just, you know, it's kind of a requirement. I don't want you to find me disgusting. Anyway, do you want to start hiking? I picked a pretty scenic trail. It starts just up here. Yeah, so it doesn't have a lot of elevation climb, but it goes alongside the river, then splits off and goes up the valley a way. We can go off trail too, if you want. No, you don't have to worry about getting lost when you're with me. I know the whole forest. Come on. I come out here all the time to run and just hang out. It keeps me from getting too anxious. Well, you know, the city is just so huge. Okay, fine. We live in a town, but it's still big, to me at least. And most of the time I get along with everyone. But there's always someone who's afraid of me. Or sometimes I look at the people here and see the people from back on the other side. The ones that hurt us. No, I don't mean that the people are mean here. It's just I freak out a bit. And coming out here relaxes me. I think a lot of my kind are like that. They need the wide open spaces. What do I like best about being here? Can I just say, you? Okay, that was cheesy, but it was smooth, right? There's so many differences here from where I grew up. No, it's a lot better here. I mean, we don't starve. And there's no one hunting us. The portal was really a blessing for us. I mean, sure, sometimes I miss the forests back home. But the forest here is pretty nice, even if it is a bit different. And honestly, I love the clothes here. The clothes where I come from are a lot simpler and much less comfortable. And look, these jeans have pockets. Real pockets that you can hold stuff in. I'm being kind of a dork, aren't I? I'm sorry. I swear I didn't get through the portal just yesterday. It was more like 6 months ago. I signed up for migration as soon as I could, but they took the prey animals over first. And then once I came over, I dove right into the classes. Every single one. Humans are complicated, but I feel like I'm starting to fit in. At first, I didn't understand what a job really was. Wasn't it enough to hunt and survive? But my assigned job is pretty fun, actually. I help kids with trauma and disabilities. The doctor at the clinic is really nice. She calls me an emotional support tiger. I never really wanted kids before, but I guess I'm good with them. They think I'm scary at first, but then I let them touch my fur and we start playing and it's all easy from there. It feels great being able to help them. And then I get paid for it too. Enough to afford a small place to live. And food and clothes and a phone. And, well, you get the idea. I guess I kind of feel for them, you know? Where I grew up, we could be hunted. And it was terrifying. I still have nightmares. No, I'm sorry. This isn't how you're supposed to flirt on a first date. Then again, I guess I'm not supposed to meet a guy in the middle of the woods. Especially for the first time, am I? It was just the most romantic place I could think of. Is that lame? No? Oh, good. I see these movies and the couples are always in expensive places. Like nice hotels or beaches, and someone's always proposing. But then the people are always unhappy and fighting too. I try to take notes, but I don't get it. Yeah, I guess they aren't meant to be taken literally, but dating is still kind of weird for me. I asked some of the human girls at work what I should do. And they said all I had to do was ask you out somewhere and you'd probably show up and we'd have a good time. I was so afraid you'd vape me. What? Oh, yeah. I meant ghost me. My bad. My English is getting better, but... Anyway, you didn't ghost me. You showed up. And you met me in the woods, which is pretty brave, I might add. The media tries to be nice to all of my people, but they still seem to make us predators seem scary and dangerous, which isn't the case at all. I only ate, like, one person when I got here. That was a joke. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help it. You should see your face. Sorry, that was meant as an icebreaker, not to scare you. I don't want to scare you until you're ready for it. Also, I'm really nervous. Like I said, I'm not good at this. But you said you liked it when I was direct, so I'm going to be straight with you. I want to take this to the next step. I want to breed with you, or at least mate. Want is kind of an understatement. I've wanted you for weeks, but it's getting to be something like a need, maybe even more than that, an ache. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. What I'm saying is, I want to be romantic with you. But if you changed your mind, or aren't interested, at least like that, I still want to be friends. I just need to clear that up, so... Oh, Really? Are you sure? No, I'm happy with it. Really, really happy. I just want to be sure that you really want to. Things can get a bit intense with an animal girl. But I bet you knew that already. I know you like to do your research. And by research, I mean watch porn. You're so cute when you're embarrassed. But you don't need to be. I mean, I watch porn. Maybe we can watch it together sometime. Oh, wow. That's actually a really hot idea. But not for right now. I needed to be sure that we wanted the same things before I continue this talk. So, this part really isn't brought up in porn, or even the teen Batgirl dramas. We need to be clear about two things before we start. And yes, of course you can back out now, so don't worry. I took the human sexual consent class. I get it. Anyway, the first thing is that if we mate, we need to stay together. Maybe not forever, but like, we have to try for at least a year. I'm not a one-night stand kind of girl. I know all the bunny girl porn out there makes it seem like we're gonna fuck everyone we can, but it's not true. For me, at least. I really just want one steady, wonderful mate. Ideally forever, but I know some humans aren't like that. And, two, I'm going to be in charge. At least in the bedroom. No, it isn't really a choice on my part. I am a tigress. Sometimes you might be on top, but you'll never be the top. Of course I don't mind if you try and tell me what to do. But, when I get turned on, and I do get really turned on, I get aggressive. It's just my nature. And of course, I'm a lot stronger than you. So, I'm going to end up in charge. Not dangerous, exactly. I'll never seriously hurt you. You might have some marks after our first time. I'll use my claws and teeth a bit. Maybe be a little rough. At least that's how I've imagined it. Oh my god. Yes. I'll admit I fantasized about you, okay? How often? What does that matter? Fine. Like, every night. Sometimes more than once. I told you I was really into you. I wasn't joking. And yeah, those fantasies end a lot of the time with me just taking you. Then again, if you wanted to, you could have messaged a bunny girl or a cat girl, right? Someone that's all cute and fluffy and safe. But you messaged me, the biggest, strongest, and most aggressive predator girl you could find. So I guess you already know what you signed up for. But despite being really fucking into you, I wanted to give you another chance to back out. Like I said, we can just be friends if that's what you want. I like you plenty as a person. Hell yes, I want to be more. I've been really forward with you online, right? My teacher back in orientation told me I should be coy with humans. Whatever that is. But fuck that. I'm straightforward and honest, and I know what I want. And what I want is you. So, are you ready to take that step tonight? Out here with me? Good. Are you sure? I mean, I really fucking want this. I want you. I never thought I'd be so lucky. finding someone like you on this side of the portal. You're amazing. Like I said, I'll never actually hurt you. But you should know this. I'm incredibly turned on right now. And that means my control will be limited. You'll have some mild bites and scratch marks and maybe some bruises. Well, it's our first time. I want it to be special. And that means marking you all over your delicious, cute, sexy little body. Okay. Wow. You smell even better when you're aroused. So rich and ready. You don't have to worry about pleasing me. I'll make sure that the both of us get what we need. Oh, and it's cute that you're scared, too. Yes, you are scared. I can smell your fear, but that's okay. Do you know why? Because I want you to run. It's going to excite me more. It's going to make me chase you. And then I'm going to pounce on you. And then I'm going to shred those fucking clothes. And get on my cock. And you're going to breed me. Oh, really? I'm pretty sure it's my cock now. Just like you're my mate. You should start running, little one. Haven't you ever seen a cat chase a laser duck? Have you seen how crazy it makes those little cats? How they have to catch it? How they get so frustrated and aggressive? Well, you're the red dot in this situation. There you go. Run. Fuck, you look good like this. You're faster than you look. And agile, too. Did you think maybe if you reached the river, you could get away? Did you forget? Tigers can swim. And I'll never let you get away from me. Gotcha! Oh, finally. I have you on your back, and I'm straddling you. You look so good like this. So fucking gorgeous. And your sweat smells... perfect. Oh. When you struggle like that, I can feel your cock through your clothes. Oh my god, you're so fucking hard. Unbutton your pants. Get your cock out. Because if I do it, I'll just rip them off. Take them off. Now. Oh yeah. This is your cock. It feels so good, right here in my hand. You made such a cute noise when I touched it. I guess I didn't expect it to twitch like that. This is my first time. Not just with a human. With anyone. It wasn't always easy to find a mate over there. And when you did, you ended up with someone you really didn't like. Because there were so few tiger guys. Yeah, so I didn't mean to dull the mood. I just... Oh. Yeah, okay. Let's do that. Hmm. I'm taking these pants off. Oh. Do you like feeling me rubbing my pussy all over your cock? Oh, like this. I'm so fucking wet. I'm covering you in my juices. God, everyone will smell me on you. And you know what? Oh, that's good. They'll know that you're claimed. They'll know that your mate takes care of you. And if they're smart, they'll keep their distance. Oh. I'm going to take you inside me now. You're goddamn right, my claws are out. I'm holding you in place so I can take you inside me. Oh, fuck. I wasn't ready for that. No, I don't hurt. I'm just so filled. Oh, and it's you. We're finally together. How we're meant to be. It's perfect. Now, you can just hold still while I ride you. If you want. Oh my god. Oh, you feel so good. Oh. Filling me over and over. No, you're fine. Oh, keep doing that, baby. I didn't expect you to be thrusting up inside me so eagerly. I would have never thought that you'd want me so much. Oh, I need this so much. I need you. Oh, tell me you need me. Tell me you're mine. Oh, please. I won't order you, but I want to hear it. Oh. It's not true if you don't say it. Oh, fuck. That's so good, baby. Oh, that's the best thing I've ever heard. Oh, you're getting so deep. Yes, keep going like that. Oh. Fuck, you're incredible. God, you're swelling, aren't you? Don't humans do that right before they come? Don't worry, baby. Just let go. I'm close too. And feeling you come will push me right over the edge. I promise you that. It's really important to me that you come inside me. Oh. So, I won't be stopping. I want everything. I want every last drop. Oh, it belongs to me. You belong to me, my mates. Oh, you're mine. You are all mine. Oh, God, I feel you coming. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, give me everything. Yes. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Yeah. Sorry. I'm out of words. That was, I mean, I'm, wow. Just wow. I don't understand how a guy so much smaller than me can come so much. No, it's fucking hot, it's what it is. My friends told me what it would be like, but I just didn't expect to feel so sated. You are really special. Not just because you're human, but because you're you. Don't say that about yourself. I don't care. It's not true. You're so, so hot. Oh. Because I fucking said so. And I'm your mate. I'll fight anyone who says otherwise. And that includes you. Now, we're going to cuddle. I've read most humans need that after orgasm. I mean, assuming you want to. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to hold you like this, out in the woods. Next time we can be indoors, though, if you want. Hey, thank you again for everything. Now, let's take a quick nap and then go get something to eat. I really think I'm going to love being your mate.